With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. That's what Teddy Roosevelt once said. Believe it or not, it's week number 65 on Get Down to Business. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. We're talking about consulting this week. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. That website again, TandemHR.com, or give them a call and let them know that I sent you, 630-928-0510. It's a live show. You could call us with your questions, 312-642-5600. This week, we're going to be joined by guests Ray Hicks, Christina Habib, and Joel White, along with a new Playmakers Spotlight. And at the end of the program, I'll be sharing tips on how to find quality networking events in Chicago. So first up on Get Down to Business this week, we've got Ray Hicks of Fifth Column. Ray, welcome to Get Down to Business.
How you doing? Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. So I heard this weekend that CVS Pharmacy may have had many of their customers' credit card data stolen. You can't listen to the news these days without hearing another example. And that's a lot of what you do, data and security. So, Ray, tell us how you got into this line of work.
I actually fell into this line of work right after my college years. I ended up working at a call center as an entry-level job at Cable and Wireless USA, and was learning and teaching myself on my own time to expand and get out of the call center. It's an obvious goal, but this was right around the time that Linux was starting to really gain hold. And prior to Linux, FreeBSD was pretty much the open source operating system of choice. And luckily, the community was just packed with very, very knowledgeable contributors and colleagues that were very helpful in helping me gain an understanding of how operating systems work, networks work. And from there, it was just an exploratory lesson for me to learn how to break them down and tear them apart.
So, Ray, tell us what Fifth Column does.
So we are a I really consider ourselves more of an industry architect or a group of industry architects that really pride ourselves on using or leveraging security as a foundational element in all of our projects and customer-facing goals. So, a key objective would be to identify key business drivers, objectives, regulatory compliance, goals that the organization may have as a business, and then demonstrate to them how security is not necessarily a business disabler or prohibitor, but more of a business enabler, and that oftentimes they have most of the data that they need already in play. We just need to tap into that data and then enrich that data with some automation and some other feeds of open source intelligence to provide a real-time contextual awareness.
So in big, bold letters across your website at fifthcolumn.net, and of course we'll share more contact information with our listeners in just a few moments, it said that information is the lifeblood of a company. And I know that obviously you have a lot of information on your website, and hopefully our listeners will check that out. But what does that mean in terms of how a company, small business, big business, should look at their data, and how the examples that I just provided, like the data breach at CVS Pharmacy or the data breach at Home Depot or the data breach at Pick the Example, might be forcing business owners, big and small, to rethink how they view their information.
There's a lot of good information out available today on just how little organizations know about what kind of data they actually warehouse, store, or utilize on any given day. You know, most businesses would tell you that it's the applications that largely differentiate themselves, but the applications are always driven by customer data or objective-based data.
I believe we just lost the connection with Ray Hicks of Fifth Column. We're going to try to get him back on the line in just a moment. Ray was telling us how important the data at Fifth Column and how he's protecting both businesses in healthcare, in other industries, and really everybody has their own application, their own area that they focus. But data is really, really mission critical, and we hear that from companies big and small that always have their needs and. Companies like Fifth Column are really important. I believe we're back with Ray Hicks of Fifth Column. Ray, are you with us?
Yes.
Fantastic. No problem. We lost your connection there for a moment. Who knows? Maybe somebody was trying to hack us. Who knows? Give us some examples of companies that you've worked with that you've been able to have a positive impact on.
So, you know, we've worked with, you know, Global 1000, Fortune 500. We've been very fortunate in the customers that we have been able to work with, and we don't really do a whole lot of outbound marketing. Most of our client base is either word of mouth or a partner referral, but it ranges in size from, you know, single office, you know, healthcare or, you know, dental practice, all the way up to, you know, a global organization with 100,000 plus employees.
Well, healthcare is a big deal these days because many of the smaller mom and pop medical offices are now being gobbled up by some of the large groups, and they are dealing with incredible amounts of incredibly sensitive information. For the small business owners that are tuned in to Get Down to Business this week, and we have many of them, what tips, what words of advice do you have for, you know, for that small operation that is dealing with a small application, a small database of whether it's client credit card numbers or sensitive information? What things can a small business owner implement today after they hear Ray Hicks on Get Down to Business?
So, you know, our goal is kind of always to drive organizations to stuff that makes sense for them. So solutions that make sense to the mom and pop shop or the smaller organization are going to be, you know, largely around your boutique service provider, you know, where they can focus on the business that is, you know, key to their day-to-day operation and allow their trusted partner to handle all of the IT infrastructure and components that may be required. And that's really going to be a critical step in them, you know, driving their business to success is identifying a key partner that they can bring on as a trusted advisor.
So Ray, it sounds like you split your hats in two, and correct me if I'm wrong, but part of your job is the risk management and the prevention piece. But I see also very clearly on your website that a lot of it is incident response as well. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I, you know, unfortunately, today in today's world, that's a very large piece of what we do.
Interesting. So I'm sure you have many a night with strange phone calls and you dealing with clients at all hours. But that's what you do. Once again, we're talking with Ray Hicks of Fifth Column. Ray, believe it or not, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners can get a hold of you to ask their security, their data, their information type questions, as well as just have a networking conversation with Ray Hicks of Fifth Column. Ray, how can people get a hold of you?
They can always shoot us a message at contact or info at fifthcolumn.net or call us toll free 866-405-9156. And I would encourage anybody that has any questions or concerns about their current infrastructure to contact us or contact one of the other major security providers in their market.
That's fantastic. Lots of great resources on their website, fifthcolumn.net. And I saw that one of the services provided are real-time monitoring. And I can't emphasize enough, I've seen businesses that that thought it can't happen to them, businesses that thought that nobody's looking out, that they're not vulnerable, and of course they end up in crisis management. So check out their website, fifthcolumn.net. Ray, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vistage share, Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's 31 minutes. The outbound lanes are looking good, though. Kennedy inbound pretty heavy between Canfield down to Ohio Street. O'Hare to downtown, 39 minutes. From the junction is 18. Outbound lanes pretty heavy between the junction and Harlem. Downtown to the junction is 10. Out to O'Hare, 24 minutes. The express lanes are looking good. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes. From Mannheim is 27. The outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 19. To Thorndale, 32 minutes. On the Stevenson inbound, the ramp to the Dan Ryan remains full. 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 40 minutes. Outbound lanes have no delays. Dan Ryan inbound heavy between 47th and the Burns Circle interchange. Tonight, 68 degrees, clear skies. Tomorrow, 88 and rainy. Currently, it's 81 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The issue is one of our reliance on technology.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When we talk about our susceptibility to terrorist attacks.
That's why you have to have a backup plan. That's why you should store cash in your house somewhere. You might want to stock up on water and food. I've prepared myself in ways I'm not ready to disclose here.
Are you going to take off on a spaceship? Are you and your family going to bury yourselves in a time capsule?
If something happens, I will be able to protect myself and my family.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-933-1447. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-933-1447. That's 1-800-933-1447. 1-800-933-1447.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of the Get Down to Business show where we speak to CEOs, business owners, and share their success stories and best practices with you. I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight I'm so excited to have a very unique business, a very unique couple, and very successful, I might add, joining us tonight, Mike and Marilyn Stopka. They're owners and founders of a company called Design Toscano, and I just found out 25 years in business as of this year, headquartered in Elk Grove Village. And when I say unique business, you'll see what I mean in just a minute. We've had conversations, Mike and I and Marilyn, here prior to the interview, and let me tell you what I believe they do. They offer an eclectic mix of statuary as well as historic replicas of furniture, garden fountains, gnomes, you name it, statuary of all sorts. How do you make a business out of that, number one, and how do you make one so successful with nearly 70 employees and an excess of $26 million in revenue? And we're going to get to find out about that. They offer over 6,000 products, ranging from about just under $7 for a holiday ornament to a $12,000 12-foot dinosaur. You got to visit their website and see some of the pictures of their warehouse sale and some of the stuff that they sell, and people strapping sharks to the top of their car, driving out of the parking lot with gnomes filled in the trunk. It's really something to see. So Mike and Marilyn created Design Toscano, is the name of the company, in 1990 while on a trip to Paris. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about that story. So who wants to kick that up? Marilyn, you want to talk about that, the 1990 trip?
Well, we were on family vacation, and we were just starting our catalog business. Uh-huh. And we were in the heart of Paris and just, you know, the feel of it and everything. And my husband said, this is what I want to bring back to the U.S. This is what I want to start selling to our customers.
What was this?
It was the whole... the old decor, the authenticness of the Paris gargoyles.
Yep.
We became like Mr. and Mrs. Gargoyle for a while.
Uh-huh.
It was just bringing everything back.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an interesting one. Back in 1990, so that kind of launched it, and you started in catalogs, and now you've moved to various channels of distribution, obviously, over the years as you've grown through changes from catalogs to multi-pronged channel approach, including the internet, garden center shows, I understand. You sell through big box stores. And even now, distribution through the likes of Amazon and this new thing, Wayfair, that I see on TV a lot lately. So tell us a little bit more about that transition, Mike. Why don't you?
I mean, we started in cataloging. Yep. I mean, at peak, we were about 16 million catalogs. And, of course, then the web came into effect in about 2000. And in 2008, it was a very slow year. And we said, you know, we have to look at other channels. I mean, we have 6,000 products. We have 100 different vendors across Asia and the United States. And I says, we have to look at opportunities to leverage this into different channels.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the term nowadays is called omni-channel marketing.
Omni-channel, yep. Good term.
And so the first thing we did was we looked at traditional, which would be going to garden shows. We looked at what product category was our strongest, which would be garden. And so at this point, we go to 16 different shows. We have a showroom in the Atlanta Gift Center. We've had space in the High Point Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, it did quite well. It gave us some big boxes, you know, Menards, QVC. But, you know, really what's changed the business after 2008 is all these web platforms, marketplaces such as Amazon, Wayfair,
sure.
Hay Needles. I'd say there's hundreds, but it's getting to that point.
Are there fewer catalog businesses as a result, more, about the same? What's happened?
Oh, it's definitely down. The peak was probably 2004, uh-huh. And when they put this huge 27% postal increase into effect, people cut circulation, gave you less names to rent. And, two, the movement to the web has slowed the catalog industry quite a bit.
Sure, I understand. So, and what part does pricing of products through those various distribution channels play? Tell us about things. You and I talked about a thing called minimum advertised pricing and your product exclusivity. Tell me a little bit more.
If you have exclusivity on a product, you can control your price points. If you control price points, you can control margin.
There you go.
And if you control margin, that gives you opportunities to have multiple channels to sell to.
Sure.
Because we are really a hybrid. We started as a retailer, a cataloger, and then we realized that since we had this organization of importing, that we could go through different channels, and it allowed us to go through the Amazons, the Wayfairs. But it was important with MAP that we made sure that we enforced a constant price so everybody would be guaranteed the same price and margin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar if you look at a business model to, let's say, a Gucci's or a Weber, where they enforce a minimum price.
But you guys don't really control the manufacturing. That's done by places all across the globe and where inexpensive manufacturing, China, for example, takes place. What you control is the design component, right, where you almost patent the design. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. About 90% of our products are exclusive.
Got it.
And even if we don't design them, we find niches that the vendor isn't selling to, and then we control the retail price of that product.
There you go. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, and I'm your host, Dick Smith. We're talking to Mike and Marilyn Stopka of Design Toscano. So, Marilyn, tell me a little bit, what do you and Mike contribute your success to? What makes you so different and unique from your competitors, do you think?
I think it's more of our vision. We're always constantly changing as times change. So we started with catalog, and then we moved on to the web, you know, way in the early stages. So if you can keep up with the public at large, and then we also have a very creative staff. And our creative director, in fact, Steve Steno, is remarkable, and he just designs these wonderful statues that we then bring to the market.
Got it. And then you own the design, and you can hold on to that minimum pricing, as we talked about.
Correct.
Good for you. So between the two of you, Marilyn, are you both visionaries, or is he the visionary and you're the operator, or are you the culture expert? How's that work?
I think Mike's more than visionary, as far as with the statuary and the growth of the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the biggest challenge in running Design Toscano today, Mike? Amazon changing your industry, for example? What is it?
It's really after retooling the company in 2008 and right-sizing the company to now we're still operating fairly lean, and we have this very quick double-digit growth every year with the Amazons, the Wayfairs, and building an organization from around the core that we have, because our average employee has been with us for 16 years, and we have a very loyal, hardworking group. But, you know, we're leaving, you know, quarters on the table at this point because we're sub-optimizing because we've got all this extra business coming in.
Well, I want to talk about your employees because, Marilyn, you're the culture expert. You're the HR person. You're making sure you got the right people on the bus and they're happy, right?
Yes.
So tell me how you do that.
Well, I mean, we have very loyal employees. Like Mike was saying, the average is 16 years. We have some people that have been working with us since almost the very beginning. So about 23 years, I think, is our longest employee right now. We just try to make it a fun environment. We're very lenient as far as time off. You know, unfortunately, because we are a smaller company for our employees, it's hard to take vacations also.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've got 70 employees, and it's still hard for you to get vacation scheduled, right?
Right. We have a lot of employees that have the time, but we just don't have the opportunity for people to take the time off. So
strike while the iron's hot, huh?
Exactly.
Right. So in good times, as they say, as the tide rises, so do all the boats. Are people buying more statuaries, more gardens in their backyard, more gnomes, more whatever you guys sell as a consequence because they have disposable income?
It is definitely a disposable type product, disposable income. So that is part of it. But I think it's a market percentage that we're going after, because when it was a catalog, it would be only 10% was our opportunity. Now we have an opportunity to go through multiple channels. So, I mean, look at the area that QVC can get into.
Yeah,
look at the area that Amazon can get into. And with our expansion into Europe with Amazon, it's been a really...
There's a whole virgin territory, if you will, for you.
Correct.
Right? Europe. So good for you. And you're even selling European products in Europe. So that's right where it all came from.
Exactly.
So we're almost out of time, but you have this great event every year, and I'm sorry we've already missed your warehouse sale. Tell us just a little bit about that in a few minutes.
Our warehouse, it brings in people from all over the Chicago area and the United States.
There's thousands of people, I understand, go through the
warehouse. I have people that fly in for our warehouse sale.
Wow.
They rent trucks and fill them up, and we're renting a warehouse this year, and we're bringing in all of our products that have been returned, products that have come in that weren't quite perfect that we put up in the warehouse
sale. So hopefully this time in 2016, end of June, early July, you'll be doing a warehouse sale again.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Look for that from these folks. Hey, we're almost out of time, but I want to thank both Mike and Marilyn Stopka of Design Toscano for being with us. What a great story about two great entrepreneurs who've established things as well as they have with 70 employees and living the dream. God bless you. Hey, this is Dick Smith, your host of the Playmaker Spotlight. Thanks for joining joining us. You can reach me on LinkedIn or dick.smith@vistagechair.com. And now stay tuned for more, my friend. Shalom, climb, and get down to business.
Republican debate of the 2016 campaign season happens on Thursday, August 6th in Cleveland, Ohio.
I'll come early. I'm ready to debate.
And the only place you'll hear it live on the radio is right here on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm embarrassed for those who did not come.
Catch this special broadcast presented by Saul Z and the Z Realty Team beginning at 8 p.m. on August 6th, following a special extended broadcast of The Joe Walsh Show.
You shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't have said that.
Only on AM 560.
We've come to take our country back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Defense Secretary Ash Carter in the Middle East urging allies to support the nuclear agreement with Iran, knowing full well Israel won't.
I'm not going to change anybody's mind in Israel. That's not the purpose of my trip. The purpose of my trip is to work on all the things that we do together.
He meets with Prime Minister Netanyahu Tuesday. The parents of the gunman who killed four Marines and a sailor in Tennessee offering condolences to his victims' loved ones.
The person who committed this horrible crime was not the son we know and loved. And they reveal some insight into Mohammed Abdulaziz's potential state of mind, saying, quote, "For many years, our son suffered from depression. It grieves us beyond belief to know that his pain found its expression in this heinous act of violence."
Fox's John Roberts, the FBI interviewing people who knew the gunman. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's 31 minutes. Also keep in mind that Edens spur ramp, if you're heading eastbound between Waukegan Road and the Tri-State spur ramp, that is still pretty heavy for this time of night. On the Kennedy inbound, it's slow between Canfield down to Ohio Street. O'Hare to downtown, 39 minutes from the junction takes 18. Outbound lanes on the Kennedy, pretty heavy between the junction and Harlem. Downtown to the junction is 10, out to O'Hare 24. Express lanes are a great option right now. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes. From Mannheim is 27. The Eisenhower outbound from the post office to Mannheim is 19. To Thorndale is 32 minutes. Tonight, look for temperatures around 68. Clear skies. Tomorrow, 88 and rainy. Currently, it's 81 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
No one ever imagines facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia and needing full-time care, but it happens. And deciding on the right residential care for mom or dad can be a monumental task. There is a memory care community that focuses on helping your parent or loved one with dementia light up and live life to the fullest, making them feel like family. Autumn Leaves Memory Care Communities see past the diagnosis to the person you know, that your dad was a fantastic cook, or that your mom loved to dance, a person who deserves so much more than being just an Alzheimer's patient. Whether it's through yoga and music therapy, or simply by cooking them their favorite meal, Autumn Leaves strives to stimulate their minds and bodies to respect and nurture the person you care so much about. See for yourself the difference Autumn Leaves Communities can mean for your family. Autumn Leaves, dedicated solely to the unique needs of memory care patients.
Autumn Leaves has 10 locations in the Chicagoland area offering day-stay respite and assisted living programs. Call 888-662-8886 or visit autumnleaves.com.
Back on Get Down to Business, we are brought to you by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. And thrilled to be joined by Christina Abib, who is the regional commissioner for AYSO, because we all believe that true entrepreneurs are raised and developed from a young age. Isn't that right, Christina?
That is definitely correct. With AYSO, one of our main goals is player development, not just how they do on the field, but also how they do socially, emotionally, and sportsmanship, and that is definitely needed in the business world.
Fantastic. So, Christina, thrilled that we have you on the air tonight. You are the regional commissioner for the Rogers Park AYSO, an area that's near and dear to my heart. If you don't mind, you just mentioned a few important principles to AYSO, but tell us how and why you got involved.
Well, I got involved about 5 years ago, just like most parents who get involved with their kids' sports. My son wanted to play soccer, and as a mother, I said, well, I'm going to be on the field and might as well join him. And eventually, just down the road, I kept on saying that I will do it, and I'm the regional commissioner for the Rogers Park area.
And now you can't get out. You continue to be involved, and you're inspiring more people to get involved, more parents, and of course, more kids. So what area does the Rogers Park AYSO encompass?
Well, we encompass the main part is Rogers Park or West Ridge, but we will also take any children who would want to come play on a Sunday afternoon from Skokie, Evanston, in Edgewater area. But AYSO is a national organization. So if you're hearing this and you want your child to be part of soccer where everybody plays, go to AYSO.org and find a region near you.
That's great. And I know from the website, and of course we'll share more information in just a few moments, but from the Rogers Park AYSO website, it shares the mission, which is, as I mentioned, really important to all of us, that we talk about team building, we talk about collaboration. We mentioned a few moments ago that it starts at a young age, and it mentions over there that everyone plays, there's balanced teams, there's positive coaching. It's a pretty incredible philosophy, and if you don't mind, share some of these success stories of kids that you've seen come into AYSO and how they get encouraged and how they develop through the program.
Well, I've seen kids on my own teams as being a coach who are intimidated when they first come on the field, but with the fact that we are encouraging our players just to go out there and try their best, become one of our best players. You know, we don't look for the kids who, you know, play the best soccer. We want everybody. So if we're including kids who may have development needs. We have a very important CLEO program for those children. So everyone is included. We don't discriminate. If you need financial help, we will give you scholarships. There is no excuse not to play soccer.
And Rogers Park is an incredibly diverse area. You have so many different cultures, all that call Rogers Park, West Ridge, home, as well as you mentioned some of the other areas, Skokie and Evanston. It's incredible. As you hear in the news, you might think that it's not possible for people to come together, but you witness it on a daily basis, that it is possible for kids to have a great time and really form collaborations and unity.
That is correct. I mean, one of the great things about Rogers Park AYSO is that we bring the community together. When we started 20 years ago, that was the principle, and that was the main reason why those founders put together Rogers Park AYSO, so we could bring in all the different communities, and it would be one melting pot of kids just being able to play with each other. You know, Rogers Park is a beautiful, diverse area, but at the same time, it can be kind of segregated, and so it's nice to have one place where everybody has a similar interest, and all these children just want to play, and that's all they want to do, and that's what we encourage.
Totally incredible. So clearly bringing people together, clearly getting kids in the game isn't the challenge. Likely the biggest challenge these days is Mother Nature. This past year, we've had a lot of interesting weather. We've had, have we had a week without rain or snow? I can't keep track of what season we have. How has that been affecting the game?
Well, in AYSO for soccer, is we play no matter what. As long as there's no lightning, as long as the fields are playable, we're out there playing.
Wow.
We never miss a season now. For winter, we do take a 6-month break. But we play 8 weeks in the fall and 8 weeks in the spring. So in total, you get 16 weeks of playing. So we play around the harsh winter. But at the same time, there is programs that we do have during the winter time through other organizations.
Fantastic. Well, Christina Habib, the regional commissioner for Rogers Park AYSO, part of the national AYSO organization, doing some fantastic work in bringing kids, parents together in diverse communities and really a phenomenal organization. Thrilled to have you on the air with us today. And, of course, we'll be sure to check in with you again and have you on real soon. But, Christina, in the meantime, how can people check out Rogers Park AYSO and find out more about your important work?
Well, you can find out specifically about Rogers Park AYSO at rpayso.org, or you can go to our national website at ayso.org, where if you are not part of the Rogers Park community, you can find your region so that you can play. We want everybody to be able to play.
Fantastic. Well, Christina, thank you for joining us on the air. After the break, we're going to check in and continue the conversation about healthcare, a subject we've been talking a lot about lately. Recent Supreme Court decisions leave many people questioning. And our next guest, Joel White, has a lot to say on the subject. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's about 28 minutes. Also keep in mind the Edens Spur heading eastbound between Waukegan Road and the Tri-State Spur ramp is pretty heavy still at this time of night. Kennedy inbound between Canfield down to Ohio Street, running a little heavy. O'Hare to downtown, 39 minutes. From the junction is 17 minutes. On the outbound lane, it's pretty heavy between the junction and Harlem. Downtown to the junction is 10. Out to O'Hare, 22 minutes. The express lanes are a good option. On the Eisenhower heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 38 minutes. From Mannheim is 25. And on the Stevenson, if you're heading inbound, the ramp to the Dan Ryan is full. 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 43 minutes. From the Tri-State takes 33. From Cicero is 11 minutes. Tonight, it's 81 degrees. Here's a further look at your local weather forecast.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Donnelly's Wild West Town.
You put a lot of pressure on yourself to plan the perfect outing for your kids or the youth group they're involved in. It's time to make it fun again by planning your child's next personal or group outing to the Fall Festival at Donley's Wild West Town in Union, Illinois. Starting weekends on September 26th through October, groups will enjoy all rides and attractions in one low admission price. From pony rides and gold panning to roller coasters and canoe rides, you'll see smiles for miles. Plus, it wouldn't be a Fall Festival without a free pumpkin for each child, along with a pumpkin decorating contest and spooky train ride. Book your youth group outing today for the Fall Festival at Donley's Wild West Town. Visit wildwesttown.com or call 815-923-9000. 815-923-9000.
Donley's Wild West Town.
Back on Get Down to Business, we are powered by Tandem HR. That we call them our solution center, and you can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And as I promised you earlier in the show, I want to share with you some of the most fantastic networking resources that I use and that I share in all of my meetings. And you can find out about all of my events as well as download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. And this is your networking and business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Online, schmonline, in Chicago, it still takes a handshake to seal a deal. Social media can't replace the simple value of building trust, sharing human stories, and forming real relationships. Shane Greenstein, a professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, said that I like some online social stuff as much as the next person. Okay, probably more, but let's not get carried away. Many of life's pleasures come face-to-face, and a well-done networking event is both useful and entertaining and informative in a way that no online site can replicate. Maybe that's why, despite the rise of LinkedIn and Twitter, professional meetups, clubs, and real-world events, they're still popular. And on any given day or night of the week, somewhere in town, there's a tech industry mixer, a panel discussion for financial execs, or a keynote speaker addressing a civic group dinner. The networking groups that I'm going to mention aren't meant to be a roundup of every organization in Chicago, but rather a rundown of those that are drawing crowds, generating headlines, and helping participants advance their careers and get stuff done. Some you may have heard of, others might be off your radar screen, and some aren't strictly networking groups. Instead, they're places where business people get together to share ideas and end up networking despite themselves. The first one that I want to share with you is my own, and that's Jewish B2B Networking. We started 5 years ago, and we've brought together tens of thousands of people at many regular events. We have chapters here in Chicago. We even have a group that's meeting in Washington, D.C., employment events, entrepreneurial resources, and many other programs are really helping the business and employment community. Really proud of those successes. The next group that I want to mention is another one that I'm very closely aligned with, is the Small Business Advocacy Council. Their website is sbacil.org, and they started at about the same time that I did. They've brought together also over 1,000 members, and they have events in the South Side, the North Side, in the city of Chicago, and they are really, first and foremost, an advocacy organization doing some fantastic, fantastic work at supporting the small business community of Chicago. The next one that I want to bring up to you is the City Club of Chicago. The City Club is a great organization that brings in policymakers, influence makers in presentations, mostly at Maggiano's in the city. And they have speakers. I think recently they had Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, which is pretty major to have a Supreme Court Justice address the policy discussions, especially as Governor Rauner talks about pay for state employees. Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, I believe, spoke about some of the key decisions that the Supreme Court is making. So City Club is a great place to hear influence makers as well as to network with some of those people as well. A few other great organizations is the American Club Association. They have a number of different subgroups. They have an entrepreneurial club. They even have a golf club where, for those of you, unlike myself, that love to golf and network for business on the golf course, the American Club Association has that. They have a tech group, an entrepreneurial group, really great organization. Vistage. Vistage, you heard from Dick Smith, who's an award-winning Vistage chair earlier in the program. And Vistage is a great organization. It's a peer advisory group, and it brings together CEOs of very nice-sized organizations and companies together. A very select group. There's a membership that comes along with that. But I've heard some fantastic things from many members who are also involved in the work that I do. There's also the Chicago Latino Network, which, although self-explanatory, great organization for those in the Latino community and beyond. There's the Executives Club of Chicago, typically bring together senior executives, not just owners of companies. There's the Chicago Land Chamber of Commerce, which, as the name implies, is the general chamber of commerce for the entire Chicagoland area. And they have a number of events for their members. There's a fee to join, but they have things going on all over the place and also pretty involved in advocacy. There's the Committee of 200. There's the Chicago Network. There's Tech Cocktail. There's many great organizations that I simply don't have the time to bring up each and every one of them, but they are all bringing together people from around the Chicagoland area and great networking opportunities. What I just want to share with you in closing is that networking does not only happen at an organization like mine or at an organization like the SBAC. Networking takes place in a variety of venues. Networking takes place in coffee shops. Networking takes place whenever two people get together to share ideas and trying to find ways to work together. As I say at every one of my events, and as I say frequently on the air here on Get Down to Business, the best way to network is to connect, where you really genuinely express an interest in the person that you're sitting across from. Regardless whether they're looking for a job, regardless whether they own the largest company in Chicago, you want to get to know them and you want to see how you can help them. Not how they can help you, not what business they can refer to you, not what job opportunities they might have for you. Get to know them. Become known as a connector, and people will want to connect to you. That's what I've done. And at all of these networking events, all of these networking organizations that I mentioned, they are all connecting organizations. These are all places that you can start conversations. But the real conversations, the real connections, the real networking takes place over a cup of coffee. So start your networking journey today. Check out my website, shalomkline.com, where I'm going to post some of the links to these organizations. Check out many of these other websites, the SBAC, City Club of Chicago, the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, Vistage, the American Club Association, all great organizations that are doing fantastic work in the city of Chicago. After the break, I've got some more networking tips, advice, and information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. Don't touch that dial. We've got more resources for you. Check out my website, shalomkline.com, for those lists of networking events and to download podcasts from the show.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Imagine buying a house and getting a second one for free, or purchasing the new car of your dreams and receiving a second identical car free. Okay, maybe a free second My Pillow isn't as dramatic, but sleeping well and waking up energized is pretty important. I've been telling you for a while now, I get my best sleep ever with My Pillow. With the buy one, get one offer, you can basically get and give the gift of a great night's sleep. My Pillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, allergies, all types of ailments. That's why it was named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For the My Pillow buy one get one free offer, use the promo code Amy. Plus, you can get 50% off those pillow toppers and other products. Visit mypillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Remember to use the promo code Amy. Do it now. 800-489-0201 or online at mypillow.com. 800-489-0201.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And your networking tip of the week. Don't hide in the corner with people you already know when out at a party or business event. Be sure to mingle, make introductions, and ask the people you know to introduce you to others. Earlier in the program, I mentioned to you about some of the organizations that I'm very passionate about. Organizations like the City Club of Chicago, organizations like the Small Business Advocacy Council that are bringing together some fantastic people. And I'm excited to announce on Get Down to Business today that on Tuesday, November 10th, we are hosting the 5th annual business event in Drury Lane Conference Center in Oak Brook, Illinois. We're excited to partner with MCHC for the Healthcare Summit and Business Event. The collaboration between small business and hospital communities is becoming increasingly necessary, so this event provides a unique opportunity to openly discuss ever-climbing insurance costs. Stay tuned to this program, but we're going to post more information on the website at thebusinessevent.com. So when I started the show, I mentioned that this is actually week number 65. I can't believe it. 65 weeks of Get Down to Business. We've had well over 100 guests on this program. But really, there's one guy that's on the other side of this big glass window, I guess you could call it that.
For your safety.
For my safety. And that's, you just heard his voice, George Hoffman. And George is the guy that keeps it all going. And you press a lot of buttons, you make it look so easy, but you are the one that has to often deal with the radio, or sorry, the radio, what was I about to say?
The listeners.
The listeners and the phone systems. Oh my God, wow, I'm scared already. So George, you do this for Get Down to Business, you do it for a lot of other programs on AM 560, The
yes.
Answer. Can you tell us the best, the funniest calls that you've gotten?
How many hours do we have?
We've got about two and a half minutes
left in the segment here. I've had people call up talking about prophecies. I've got people calling up, trying to sell me things.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Do they realize that this is conservative talk?
While
for the most
I was
part?
Co-hosting the sports show, the Live in Sports, that's on later in the evening, they would call up and say, hey, you guys are on the air right now. I said, yes. I got a pitch. And they would try to pitch me on the phone during a break. And it's like, I only have 20 seconds, dude. I don't know what you're trying to do. The best, honestly, though, the best is Carl Amari's got his Hollywood 360 here Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. That goes out in other cities on Sunday nights.
Yep.
So we constantly, during all the different shows here in my shift on Sunday nights, get calls. Hi, AM 560, The Answer. What could I help you with? Is it RoboCop?
And meanwhile, you're listening to Get Down to Business.
Yeah, you're listening to IRS radio or something along there. And is it Legends of the Fall?
No. So, George, let me ask you for the honest answer. Do you hang up the list of names of the funniest callers next to your desk?
No. I've such little interest. I haven't written down any names.
No? Yeah. Have you ever wanted to meet any of these people in person?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. There are a couple of regulars that I would love
Joe
to...
Joe from Oak Park, we're watching
I would
watching
love to
you.
Meet in a neutral public place surrounded by many other people. Yes.
Yeah. You know what, George? That's why we have the big glass window between us.
That's right.
It's for my protection.
Well, you don't realize this, but I'm actually shackled underneath the table as well, so I can't get at any of the talent.
They work you hard over here, don't they?
No, not really. No.
No. You're sitting here munching on a burger right now. It's
no,
a good
I'm
life.
Not.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to get you
I
in trouble.
I wish I had a burger. Go get me a burger. I'm starving.
Well, you know what? Joe from Oak Park and Melissa from River Forest, we're watching you. George,
yeah, Oak
Park and River Forest.
We're spanning a large area there.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of other funny callers from all over.
Oh, and, yeah. Tinley seems to be a good fertile ground for...
Yeah, listen, the truth is we only get some of them. I know on the Joe Walsh show, I know they get many, many more. So,
Don't they breed them, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
They breed them, let's be honest.
That's probably true. Joe, you bring it on yourself.
Yeah.
George, well, thank you for all that you do. And Ellie, my wife, is sitting over here, and she screens a lot of those other calls. We had somebody that called in and wanted to know how to turn on a radio, and that was pretty funny.
Well, it's very similar to picking up a phone, if they can figure that out.
Very similar, if people can touch that. So once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. You can download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR and brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,